Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from Wreck My Podcast, Cam.
Hello.
Wow, I really said that.
Whoa.
Cracker.
I'm telling Cam you have a crush on him.
Sorry, dude. I don't know what the... I don't get it. I don't know why.
They both start with a C, and we're talking on a camera right now, so it's fine.
What? And this is the exact same thing I had to do with him when he was on.
Yeah.
Also, I think maybe I just got used to when you're not on Wreck My Podcast and they do the voice for you.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'll go with that one. That sounds better.
That works.
I'm sorry about that, Craig.
Dude, it takes a lot to offend me, so you are all good, my friend.
Okay, cool.
You're lucky. I'm someone who am terrible with names, so it's no big deal.
Okay. Yeah, is that right, Ryan?
Fair enough, yeah. I'm the only one that has a fucking
Can I call you Wriggle?
Wriggle?
That starts with a W.
Ron Wriggle?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
Is it Wriggle? No, wait.
It's Rob Wriggle.
Rob Wriggle, okay.
Ron or Rob?
Ron.
Ron, N. Jesus. My God.
I've been called that before, too, but...
Okay.
Restart this bitch.
Nah, we're good. We're doing this. So, we are on the final issue of the Flash arc, issue 345. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last five issues as well as last five episodes, sorry. As well as episodes 6 through 8, 109 through 115, and 148 through 154.
All those. Except for the first ones. Don't really listen to the first ones.
Yeah.
They're horrible.
They're fine.
Yeah. You have to listen to them for the storyline.
Yeah. Yeah, they're okay.
Our storyline. That's our origins.
So our first, you know, we got the cover here, and, you know, the cover of this issue is Cecile ripping off Flash's mask.
Except it looks also like she's trying to eye gouge the fuck out of him
right now.
Yeah. She's getting pretty,
pretty handsy.
Yeah, pretty handsy.
I mean, tell me wrong, if a hot redhead was going to rip off my clothes, I probably wouldn't be grimacing like he is, but...
You totally okay with it?
Well...
No, I think that's just his O-face.
Harder!
Oh, Jesus. So we start out this issue, and we're into the future again.
We've got some shit being
blasted. Are we going back to the future?
We're going back to the future. Thank you, Craig.
All right.
Yeah, we got things being blown up.
In a man-sized hole in the wall like a cartoon.
Because why not?
Because that's how it works, right?
Also, what's up with that robot looking? That is the weirdest looking thing. It's like Thomas the Tank Engine on acid.
That's a very good question. Joey, you're the DC expert. Explain.
Future? Future science? Future. I don't know.
That's not for me to determine.
Yeah. I'm glad we're not in that future, though, because that would be terrible.
Yep.
So, this guy, whoever he is, he busts into this, I guess, laboratory.
Let's call it a laboratory.
Oh, it's a lab, EXP-7 lab complex.
You only get 7 XP for breaking in there? That sucks.
Apparently. So, the cops were called...
Those are rookie numbers. Got to bump those up.
No shit.
Exactly.
You're never getting a level this way.
The cops are called, and they respond to the break-in.
By blowing up the building?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that seems a little bit counterproductive.
A little bit. But they get there, and the guy's already in the time matrix.
He's already in the time machine. You can kind of see, like he's in the process of being teleported to the... whatever time
past.
He's going through the past, but
yeah.
It's like they're like, oh, if we destroy it, he won't fully materialize. And then the guy who knows everything apparently is like, no, it's destiny, just let him go.
Yeah, and they even say that the historical records of the latter 20th century have been incomplete ever since the Orion conflagration?
Conflagration.
Conflagration. Okay. So it's one of those things, like, we know he's going back to the 20th century. We don't know where, but I guess we gotta let it go.
Yeah, whoops. Seriously.
Because they even say that. We know he did return to the mid-1980s to unleash a wave of final havoc on the life of Flash. The guy even says, even asks
Should
the captain.
Send back a squadron?
Yeah. And the captain's like, well, I guess this isn't the captain. The captain's the one that asked the question. And the report's like, to be candid, Captain, we have no idea. So, maybe? Maybe not? I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. So we go back to the present. Well, present being 1985.
So we're going back to the past.
Yes. Back to the past.
Samurai Jack.
Ooh, I love that show.
That was a great cartoon.
Yes. this is why we get sidetracked. and we go back to the courtroom, and Slater is, you know, asking the Kid Flash,
what would you have done in this situation that could have avoided killing him?
So Kid Flash gives a couple scenarios. He's like, well, I guess he could have overtaken the Flash from the rear.
Whoa there.
Yep.
This would have been the episode for Cam to be on.
Fair enough. He's like, intercept him from a different direction would have still enabled Flash to race between Reverse Flash and Miss Webb, and he could have used his super speed momentum to trap Reverse Flash in a paralyzing spin to stun him senseless.
But see,
why? I
don't
know.
I'd like to say that the Kid Flash is giving Barry an awful lot of
leeway.
Well, not even leeway. The Reverse Flash is just as fast as Barry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So like.
So how is he going to get ahead of him to start spinning around him? What was he going to do? Stand still while the Flash started running around him?
Yeah, I thought the same thing when I was reading this. It's like, so the Kid Flash is saying, the Flash could have gone faster than the Reverse Flash to do these three things.
Yeah, well, and then he says to jump kick him.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay, because first off, as soon as he jumped off the ground, he would have started losing momentum compared to the
Flash. Yeah, 100%. Like, so for me, I'm like, one, like, it sounds like the Reverse Flash is already going at top speed to kill the lady. And so, like, one, but also the guy only asks the Kid Flash for, like, one of the options, and he gives him three. like, come on, man, just give him one and stop.
Right? And then
the last one,
like, throw an elbow into him, which at that speed, even if you were to throw an elbow into him, you'd still possibly kill him by cracking ribs, you know?
They say
leaving the flat. You could elbow him to the ribs. Such a blow at super speed velocity would have sent the R Flash skidding off like an unguided missile. That sounds pretty freaking dangerous to me.
Right?
And then Slade's like, so you see, folks.
Yeah, like that last one is like, okay, that would have been a bad thing because he could have sent him off killing or damaging other stuff, as opposed to just killing him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that last one in particular, though, that would have killed him as well. Like, honestly, because...
Well, even the jumping on his back could have killed him, because as soon as he hit the ground, it would be like hitting the ground at fucking train speed, right? You know, faster than, you know...
Yeah, either way, he would have died, more than likely. Well, the first one, maybe not so much. But Slater's like, all right, so... What you're telling me is that you just gave three alternate ways that Flash could have stopped Reverse Flash without killing him.
Yeah, 100%.
Like we said, they would have killed him. He's like, okay, cool. Awesome. You're a witness.
And Cecile's like, I've only got one question. How fast, does a Flash have fast reflexes?
Yep. And
the Kid Flash is like, yeah.
No.
Well, if he ultimately was caught off guard, by the situation, and Slayer's like, objection, Your Honor, this, defense counsel is merely stating, the obvious.
So she picks up a book and chucks it at him,
which causes him to
flinch like a
flutter,
little bitch.
And he's like, and she even says, caught by surprise, the district attorney had only his reflex actions to rely on. And he reacted by throwing both hands up in front of him.
But what I really like is in this third panel of this, after she's thrown the book at him, she's levitating it in the air with her mind.
That's on the ground. Stop it. That'd be cool, though.
Also, he has no room to get mad because he legitimately shot a gun at another person in the
corner. Yeah, right. Yeah. But yeah, ultimately, what she proved is that
you have a natural reaction to what's happening around you.
Exactly. Like
I may be wrong, but on this page, the fourth panel in the middle, is that Caitlyn Jenner sitting next to the middle guy?
Oh, that's good. So, yeah, she kind of proved the point. It kind of put Flash in a little bit of a better light. Kid Flash still felt terrible about it.
Flash is like, hey, buddy, it's all right.
Yeah, exactly.
He gives him a thumbs up. Like, everything's A-okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's night now. We go to the police headquarters. And somebody busted in through the window. Pretty much believe it's the guy from the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melts the window, gets into Barry's lab, and then goes out the door after running around in like a circle for a hot second. Goes out the window, in.
Yeah, then he runs directly down the building.
Yes. Disappears. Looks very Flash-like, you might say.
Yeah, it's weird.
Interesting. Somebody from the future.
Who's Flash's enemy. I wonder who that could be. I don't know, because they don't show us any pictures of him.
Nope, no idea.
We just get a blurry outline that's...
See is this person left a strange glowing puddle, and there are some footprints that apparently the cops know what type of footprints that the Flash leaves, because they're like, these look like the Flash's footprints.
Well, the Flash is a very distinctive boot that no one else has. Except for one guy.
This is true.
Well, two guys.
The forensic people would be three. Looking at his boots.
So we go elsewhere in Central City. We've got Cecile having dinner with, I believe it's Dwayne, her intern.
And that's not Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Nope.
Okay.
And also, apparently, she wears her sunglasses at night.
I thought maybe she was going snow skiing afterwards.
She wears this all the time. Like, I think she must have a vision problem. I don't know.
Maybe she's got powers and we don't know about
Again, it is the 80s, so. Well, in the TV show, she gets powers. So they're talking about, obviously, the trial.
The proceedings that happened in the trial. And they're like, we're basically screwed here. It's pretty much over unless we have some kind of a miracle.
Yeah, we need, like, this one slam dunk to... Otherwise, it's going to be a guilty verdict. And, I'm not going to say she's got a perfect record, but she's definitely got a good record. We go elsewhere in the city, and I guess this is actually the police headquarters again, if I'm correct. And we see the speeding individual, the blur, whatever you want to call him, which now we see the Flash emblem on his chest.
Yes, we do. So, if you look closely.
Yes. And then he goes and he knocks out the, the desk guy?
The sergeant?
That sergeant?
The guy who's... They're IT guy, because he's on the computer.
Well, I mean, he's not. He's actually on a paper. Yeah. Look.
Well, no, you see behind him...
Newspapers were around way before your time.
Actually, the things behind him are probably radios.
Either way.
Because they show him in the very next page, he's going through all their computer database.
Yeah, in a different room.
Sustained.
Anyways, but if you look at that bottom picture right there where he's got the coffee cup spilled, it literally looks like the whoever this mystery Flash-like person is smashed his whole face in.
Kind of.
Yeah, but it's just because the glasses are distorted on his face.
Well, off his face, actually. But yeah.
Yeah, but it also looks like his face went from being, a fat, round face to
flat face.
Yeah.
So he gets knocked out. This individual goes rummaging through the computer database and then runs off. We then go to the residence of Dr. and Mrs. Allen. Still can't say her name. And we've got Barry taking a shower because he just wants to relax. Nice. And he's talking to his parents about what's going on. Mrs. Allen, she's holding the Flash costume, and she, you know, had just kind of cleaned it and pressed it.
It's not a costume. It's his suit.
and from the tree outside, in her bright purple clothes.
If you clearly look, she's turned red from embarrassment.
Well, yes. Bad coloring.
So what you're saying is the towel didn't stay where it was for long.
Bum, bum. Yeah, she notices with her telescope that Mrs. Allen is holding...
Can we call it a monocular instead?
Sure, why not?
No, it's a telescope.
Fuck you, it's a monocular. It's like a binocular, except it's only one.
Draw that up. Pretty sure it's going to look like a telescope.
It's a monocular.
Okay. she sees Mrs. Allen holding the Flash costume. And that, in her mind...
Clicks.
Cinches it. Barry Allen is the Flash. That's why he's been gone this whole time. That's why he had... he went to console Fiona Webb when everything happened. Like,
and protected her.
Yeah. Like, everything just falls into place, and it makes the most sense of what has been going on with everything.
Because it's the truth.
Well, yes, but she doesn't know that yet. We go back to the police headquarters, and this guy, the guy that got knocked out, Fred Smithers.
Fred P. Smithers.
Yeah. I like how he's like, he apologizes to Captain Fry for not seeing the guy. Whoever the Jasper was, he must have been fast. Not just anyone can catch Fred P. Smithers off guard. Motherfucker, you were looking at the paper. Like, you're distracted. But either way, they find out that the computer was the only thing that got tampered with.
The records of all the rogues.
All the rogues, yep. And it's very peculiar. Peculiar.
Peculiar.
I know words. We then go back to...
Cecile, who's trying to let her hair down.
Oh. Yeah, we go back to the courthouse and to Cecile. And Flash comes walking in, and she is kind of... Not caught off guard, but she doesn't really know how to handle what to
do
now.
She's just hot and bothered.
She might be.
Well,
I'm not sure.
She's like, good morning, Flash. Like, she's getting ready to say, like, good morning, Barry or something, you know?
Maybe. But they have a quick little back and forth, and the trial starts. Anyway. Trial starts up. Slater had called his next witness, which was the wedding
photographer. I have a problem with this, but go ahead and continue.
I did too, but then I looked back at the issues.
No, not with the face, not with the look on his face.
Oh.
I have a problem with, as fast as they were going, he would not have been able to catch that on camera. All it would have been was a blur through the camera.
Well, and that's...
I don't know, back in 1985, they had pretty advanced technology.
Well, maybe.
That was sarcasm.
I know.
You weren't even born in the 80s. What do you know?
Ooh. Ouch.
You weren't either.
Yes, I was.
We were, actually.
Said you were like 29.
No.
No, he's like 34.
I'll be 35 in less than a week.
Okay, yeah. Grandpa.
I'm 36, motherfucker. What does that make me?
Great, Grandpa.
What are you talking about? You were the seed where that thing sprouted from.
That's fair. That's right, I'm your dad. I forgot.
I still am a little bit... I'm kind of wondering where my allowance has been. So.
Oh, I'll get back to you on that one.
Okay. You missed out on it. It was on a time presentation.
So the wedding photographer...
The wedding photographer is being examined as a witness.
Yeah.
And he is saying, I shot the whole thing because she was distraught. So I was like... This would be a good time to film her.
Well, so I had to go back to the issue. So Barry was 2 hours late to his own wedding, which is at that point, that's when Fiona left. Okay.
Well, see, the thing is, with this, the parent, they say that the parents saw him getting dressed.
Well, yes, because
that was not the church.
No, he was getting dressed at their house. They left. He then got pulled to somewhere else and started fighting the Reverse Flash.
Okay.
So the parents were the last ones to see him, you know, hours before the wedding. What I'm getting at, though, is she leaves after Barry did not show up after 2 hours. And then at that point, when she is walking out and being all distressed, that's when the wedding photographer shows up. 2 hours later than he should have. Most wedding photographers are there well in advance.
You're fired.
Basically. But yeah, so he literally gets out of the cab, turns on his camera.
He must have a terrible Yelp review.
He has to, man.
Dude, look at that camera, though. Like, when he first pulled that up, I thought it was some kind of fucking gun.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
He's holding it like he's got his Gat strapped.
ultimately, what it is Slater has this video from the photographer showing Flash's face as he's killing Reverse Flash. I agree with you. There's no way in hell they could have caught that.
Because it would have been so fastly moving, they would have just been a blur.
Exactly.
Even with our technology nowadays, it would still technically
be a blur, yeah.
Because you can't get that many frames per second.
I've seen that video of 9/11. Yeah, totally a blur. That was totally a plane, not a missile. They hit the Pentagon.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, dude. Okay.
You have to send it to me.
That was on.
Yeah.
You have to send me a link.
We'll find it.
This seems like a lot to actually look things up.
We'll find it.
But yeah, it's crazy. Like, he says here, we have taken the liberty of transferring the two most revealing freeze frames. First of all, I'm going to pause there. Like, so you're only going to show them two? You're not going to show them anything else from that? And then also it says, we've taken them from made these colored slides. And then, like, at considerable expense, we have enlisted the aid of experts to employ computer enhancement techniques to sharpen focus and imaging. It's like, what the hell kind of, like, BS is that? Like, if I'm a juror, I'm all like, this smells kind of funny.
I mean, it's not good. No, but also, at the same time, it's...
Like, but basically, what Krager here is trying to say is that he literally said that we got the best shots for our side of the story.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the...
But you don't say that kind of shit to the jury.
But I feel like in the real court of law, like, they'd be like, you have to show the full, like...
Yeah,
you're correct, yes.
Defense or whatever should be able to, like, say, we want to see all this.
Yes. Yeah.
I digress.
No, you're not wrong. Like... You agree. Like, they should have shown the whole video and then shown these two frames.
Yeah.
Again, though, that's just two frames out of the video. And it's the two worst frames where the Flash is choking Reverse Flash to death.
And honestly, he's just sitting up there saying, look at this photograph.
Every time it makes me laugh.
I'm gonna hit you with a fucking microphone.
the trial ends for the day. And Cecile and the Flash go talking. I do like...
A little chummy right here.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the Flash has his arm around her, around Cecile as they're talking.
I think he's just giving him a surprise hug from behind.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I give those to Emily a lot.
10 out of 10, would write again.
I don't surprise Emily from behind. I'm afraid she kicked my ass.
She will kick your ass.
I just give her a hug and say hi.
And she...
As soon as we make eye contact.
She proposes this... She has an idea that she wants to run by him, but she needs Flash to trust her. And he's like, okay, sure, I trust you.
Yeah.
And her plan, is to unmask the Flash.
Yeah, we don't know. She doesn't say her plan. We're supposed to guess. And it just goes from like, yeah, I trust you no matter what you want. I trust you. And then they flash forward to the next day. And then we see... The web she has with.
Yeah.
Dude, and I love, like, this transition for where she's talking about what, you know, like, the reason why, you know, he was so upset, and the reason why this and that and the other. And then, like, when she takes off his mask, the look on her face, she's like, yeah, bitch, let's see who you are.
It's kind of like pure evil. Yeah. Like, this is the face of Barry Allen. Wait a minute. Because it's not Barry Allen. It's a dark-haired gentleman. And it looks nothing like Barry Allen.
Actually, he looks...
He looks creepy as hell.
He looks kind of like the gorillas weren't sure what another human's face was like, so they made the face look like a gorilla.
You know what? That's probably true, because the next person they see is Doofus.
And Doofus doesn't have any hair.
No, he doesn't.
Barry Allen has looks like gorilla hair.
Oh, man. But that's how we end the issue, the episode. Well, that's how we end that arc.
Can't end the episode yet.
On a nice little cliffhanger. So.
No way.
Shocker. I did that purposely. Otherwise, we'd be here for another 16 hours going over 5 more issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do that. I got things to do. We all got things to do.
I got people to do and things to see.
There you go. I'm actually, we're finally into some enjoyable Flash issues.
Some actual action that has pertinence to the story.
Yeah. I know we've both been pretty vocal about how bad these have been.
This was a lot better. Other than
definitely.
The kid flashback.
That was so, that was annoying.
That was a waste of time. Which
that
I,
really was.
I'll be honest, I didn't read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was kind of a waste. When I was reading it, I'm like, oh, I'm learning this stuff. But you guys have already read these. So for you, you're like, what?
Well, I mean, these are our first times reading them. Well, these issues. When we get to stuff later on, like as you can kind of see behind me with my giant shelf of books, I've read probably about.
Oh, I just thought those are Playboys.
No, those are over there. Craiger, what do you think of the issues?
Honestly, I thought they were fairly enjoyable. Like, I didn't really have much expectation coming in because I'm not much of a comic reader nor the older comics, mm-hmm. and I was actually enjoyed. Like, I will say, like, for someone who hasn't read comics in a while, it took me like halfway through the first episode to get like even I don't even really get the hang of it. It's like the way that they choose to go about the comic sometimes. Like, sometimes it's left to right, sometimes it's top to bottom, sometimes it's diagonal. You're all like, can we just get like something linear going on here?
My favorite is when I'm reading them digitally and I read the whole page as is on that page, and then I flip to the next one only to realize that it was a double page and it goes all the way across, and I'm like, well, fuck, now back forth.
Yeah, exactly.
It sucks. Craiger, thank you for coming on. Would you like to plug your podcast again? Or plug
not
the podcast again? No?
Nope.
Okay.
You,
that works.
You can, what you can do, you can superimpose me plugging it earlier and just put it in here.
I mean, I'll give you guys props at the end anyway, so it all works out.
I mean, it's just pretty much like, if you like us, if you like the comic book rundown, then if you want to listen to something kind of similar but not really the same, you can listen to us and enjoy it.
Really, if you just want to listen to 4 California guys talking nonsense. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much.
Literally it.
No, that's not true. The one time they were talking about a movie.
Fair. That's fair.
No, it was a TV show. It was Are You Afraid of the Dark? That was the first episode I saw.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Our first ever one was Johnny Tsunami. And I will forever give Jordan shit for that because he didn't invite me to be on that one. And out of every friend he has, I am the only one who surfs and snowboards. And I was not on the episode, and I am forever pissed at him about that. Because nice. I love Johnny Tsunami. But
well,
next
time Jordan's on here, I'll give him flack for it.
Thank you very much.
No problem. I'll probably forget. I'm not going to lie.
Understandable.
That's fair. Ron, pleasure as always.
Yes, I am.
Of course. and we will talk to you guys later.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. I will see you at the family dinner.
Yay.
Tell Morgan we said goodbye.
They say goodbye, Morgan.
Bye.
Oh, she's
bye.
Already back. Damn, that was a quick trip.
Yeah, she's been back for a minute.
Or wait, maybe it took us a really long time to record.
No, it took us a really long time.
There's that too. All right, bye. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Craiger, please check out the Wreck My Podcast, where they talk about whatever they feel like talking about. You can find them on all major podcasting apps by searching Wreck My Podcast. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.